Morning and welcome to the Daily Dose. Markets remain a tight range across as market participants await the Federal Reserve's FOMC today. Chinese indices saw some gains this morning post-announcement on MSCI Inc. saying it's considering increasing the weight of the A shares in its global indexes next year. The US dollar weakened towards the 94 level and Brent crude stabilized just below four-year high of 81.84. US benchmark treasuries are at 3.09%, followed by some weakness by their European counterparts. The UK gilts at 1.63, while Germany bonds weakened to 0.54%. Emerging Asian currencies declined as traders braced for rate increase by the Federal Reserve, as well as an updated projection on the pace of further tightening. The US Federal Reserve will unveil its updated dot plot, which will take the rate projection out to 2021. In Asia, Bank Indonesia two-day rate meetings begins. The central bank is expected to raise its key rate by 25 basis to 5.75%. Moreover, ADB cuts Indonesia's 2018 growth forecast to 5.2% from 5.3% and citing domestic demand expected to hold up growth this year amid a challenging environment. Indonesia's current account deficit widened to 2.6% of GDP in 2018. The agency also sees risk coming from continued capital outflows as they could worsen external balances. India's bond markets is reeling from the impact of defaults by Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services Limited and slumping local currency. This month has seen the most rupee-denominated bond sales pulled in at least a decade, with three companies opting not to go ahead with 58 billion rupees of issuance. The yield premium on 10-year US Treasuries over Germany bunds hit a record high last week, spurred by the prospect that the Federal Reserve will further increase interest rates. The widening has been driven by an increase in Treasury yields as well as a trend of Japanese investors moving some money from the US into some of the European sovereign bonds. Locally, in the UAE, both bank deposits and loans grew at a faster rate in August. Deposits rose 7.6% year-on-year, while bank loan grew 3.4% year-on-year, up from 1.8% year-on-year in July. However, money supply growth remained soft, with M1 contracting minus 1% year-on-year in August. 3 months IBOR reached 2.6%, keeping the spread over 3 months LIBOR to 22 basis. Saudi inflation was broadly unchanged at 2.2% year-on-year August, while the index easing minus 0.2% month-on-month. Inflation had slowed since January when VAT and subsidy cuts pushed the headline reading to 3% on a year-on-year basis. Thank you and have a good day.